A major victory for Richmond community activists. California's Environmental Protection Agency has agreed to transfer jurisdiction over two toxic cleanup sites to the State Department of Toxic Substance Control. Several community groups had demanded that jurisdiction be taken away from the Bay Area Regional Water Quality Control Board, which they say is poorly equipped to protect public health. They say community advocates still need to be vigilant, but the move proves that their work so far has been effective. Brian Edwards Tiekert reports.
Neighbors of the former Zeneca chemical site began organizing in the wake of massive demolition and cleanup work that enveloped their homes and businesses in clouds of dust that they now believe were laced with toxic chemicals. That work was overseen by the Bay Area Water Board, which has no toxicologists on staff and few public participation requirements. Sherry Padgett works immediately downwind of the site. She says that now that the Department of Toxic Substance Control is in charge, neighbors expect a full accounting.
We want the entire site fully investigated because we are not sure that there was an appropriate standard applied throughout.
Padgett's organization, Bay Area Residents for Responsible Development, teamed up with the West County Toxics Coalition and the Richmond Progressive Alliance to bring attention to the problems at the site. Their organizing prompted State Assemblymember Lonnie Hancock to hold a legislative hearing on the issue and forced the California Environmental Protection Agency to turn over a portion of the site to the DTSC. The activists were vindicated when DTSC testing found hazardous levels of toxic chemicals in soil the Water Board had previously declared safe to leave on site. But they also said that splitting jurisdiction between two agencies wasn't enough. As of yesterday, the entire site, along with a neighboring property that belongs to UC Berkeley, is under full DTSC jurisdiction. Padgett says the victory's symbolic value is as important as its practical implications.
It's being viewed throughout the state of California as a turning point in what communities will tolerate as they take over control of their neighborhood toxic dump.
In fact, the outcry over the Zeneca site has already prompted new brownfields legislation in Sacramento that would eliminate agency shopping, the practice that led Zeneca Chemical secure the Water Board as its oversight agency in the first place. Spokespeople for the California Environmental Protection Agency were not available to comment for this story. On the Environmental Justice Beat, I'm Brian Edwards Tiekert for KPFA.